Here's another incident which involved my mother, because my dad was a paraplegic from the time I was 6 years old, and I was chasing UFOs in the 60s, 67, 68, and 69. My mom didn't even really believe when I used to say, look, Mom, I seen this on 4 to 12 shift, I seen this, and I'm staying out at night. And I really got the opinion that they had me marked, because I would drive over to my mother's house 2-3 times a week for lunch when I was on afternoon shift. And the boarders, who were all from mostly from Nova Scotia, which were doing the shafts, the new shafts that Inco subcontracted to McIsaac Tunneling, these boys were down from Nova Scotia for 5 years, and they stayed up, and they upstairs, and they even made fun of me. Until this one night, out at one of our local mines, I think it was near North Mine, they're putting down the shaft, and it's almost 3 in the morning, which is close to lunchtime. They've climbed up the ladder, because there's no elevators at that time. And lo and behold, about 50 feet above them was a glowing UFO. And of course, they kind of remembered what Donnie said. And they looked up and they said, my God. And they rushed to the little shack, which was their bathroom, their shack to eat in, called the foreman out, and he come out and he looked at it, and they were all amiss, because they just shut the door and looked out the window. My God, what is this? What is this, eh? They were really frightened of it. One of them walked out and kind of took a closer look, and this hovered right over the shaft for almost a whole hour. So they were viewing this glowing like a white luminous glow, and absolutely no sound, just sitting there, and then it just flew away. And that's one of the incidents. And I really feel that because I was involved in UFOs tracking and going to my mom's house, and these boys were from my mom's house and made fun of me. So the next day, I wasn't over at my mom's yet, Sandy, that's the name that we call now, was Sandy. Sandy Houghton says, guess what we seen last night when we were on shift? And my mom says, what? Well, you know, remember we were kidding Donnie about his UFOs? She says, yeah. Well, last night we had one sitting right over our shaft, and we were almost paralyzed with fear. In fact, we were supposed to go back to work at 3:30, and we stayed in the shack till 4, waiting for this thing to go away, because we weren't going to walk under it anymore. We were really frightened. So anyway, about a week goes by, and the boys were out, evening, probably Thursday or Friday evening, like boys do go out when they're single. And they come home this night. I guess they had a couple of beers down at the Belton, which was still active at that time. And they come home, and they weren't drunk or anything. And they have a big picture window facing the back lane. And this night, this particular night, they just come up to their room about 11:30, and one of them's laying down in the bed and looking out the window, and the other one's rolling a cigarette. And right at the laneway is a big ball, and they're looking out the window. Lo and behold, the same shape of craft that they seen. Here, again, these people must have been tagged by some magnetic thing, you know, to their body, because there they are at work, which is miles away from Albinson Street, and here they are now being visited in the back lane. They're looking out the window. Well, again, they looked at it for a minute, and they're both frightened. They pulled the drape shut, because it really frightened them to think that this ghostly apparition. And now, I don't know if I got this in the same context order, but now my mom is starting to get really interested in this, and she come from my Aunt Maggie's, which lived on Maple Street. She had her new house on Maple Street in the 60s. So Mom drives with her little Envoy past the Belton, up Spruce, on to Albinson. And she parks her car in the driveway. She's going to go first thing in the morning, so she's not even putting her car away this evening, which she did many times. Summer night, she just left it in the driveway. She gets out, and she looks up, and Albinson Street is at a dead end. She's at 84, and the last house is 96, Craig's house. And then there's McLaughlin's. And here's this luminous object, a ball, you know, hanging right over the rock. And I sure wish I was there. And this little Ukrainian neighbor, it's a nice summer evening, he's walking up the street, and he's looking at it, and Mum's looking at it, and she say, oh, Mr. Hararevich, something like that, Ukrainian name, do you see that? And he says, I see it, very good, and I don't believe in them. And he hurries and goes into the house. I see it, but I don't believe in them. He's looking at something that he doesn't believe in, and he goes into the house. And Mum, she stood there, as brave as she is, and looks at it. So she slowly walks down between the garage and the house, goes in the side door, and she says that she's going up the steps. This thing moves right in over, not her garage, but McLaughlin's garage, which her garage is at the front, and the next lot, the garage is just a little further back. And that's when I questioned her the next day, well, how big was this, Mum? Oh, she said, well, Mr. McLaughlin's garage is about 25 feet long in length, and she said, it's hanging out, you know, the shape, it's hanging out both ends, it's longer than the garage. So Mum isn't really that good in calculations. I'm thinking it's one of these 40, 50 foot jobs, what I've seen. So she said, it's hanging over the garage, and I'm looking out the side kitchen window, And I'm looking at it, and she says, I guess it's looking at me, she says, and it's just glowing like a luminous light bulb. So she says, I go from the kitchen, and I go into the living room, which is facing the same way as the boy's bedroom. And I'm looking out the back living room, and the drapes are fully open. I haven't closed them for the night. And she just nicely wheeled around, which is over a laneway. And our lot is 110 feet deep, and it's in the laneway. So it's about 60 feet away from my mom at eye level, sitting in the laneway, looking at her, and she's looking at it. And she said, I looked at it, and I looked at it, and she said, well, boy, oh, boy, this is something. And when she got tired of looking at it, she went back in the kitchen. This is my mom's experience with UFOs. So not only was her boarders at the mine visited, and not only was, I already got put 10, 12 sightings under my belt by this time. I'm telling the boys about me staying up in the middle of the night. They made fun of me. They didn't make fun of me anymore, because here they're involved with seeing a UFO. My mom has got a visit at that house. So if I'm being tracked, and now I look back at this, I really feel I was, because if I'm living on Ethelbert and my mom is on Albinson and I come over to my mom's at noontime, how do they connect me with that house, with my mother and her boarders that go to the mine? Why is this involvement between me, my mom's house, and her, and them looking at my mother's house on that particular night, and not at 2 in the morning, but, you know, 11:30 again, a visit from the boarders upstairs looking out the window, then seeing them with the neighbor. Yes, I see it, but I don't believe in them. He didn't even say UFOs. I see it, but I don't believe. That was the funniest part of the story. And my mother related this to me at dinner the next day when she phoned me and said, and I says, Mom, I was at home. I says, why didn't you phone me, eh? I think it was my evening off. I don't even think I was at work 4 to 12. It was a 4 to 12 week, but we were on rotational days, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And I says, she says, well, I thought, well, 11:15, 11:30, you probably were in bed and you'd be mad. I said, I would have been in my car and zipped up Spruce Street so fast, I would have parked it at the corner and walked in and looked at this, because this thing was hanging around, you know, between the front, the side, and the back of her house. Till, you know, till it got tired of looking, and she got tired of looking at it and pulled the drapes and said, well, that was her kicks for the night. So I remember that very, very vividly, being my mom. And my mom isn't one to tell fairy tales. She only says what she sees, like she's never spun a yarn or a story. So I was very, very excited. I didn't see this one myself, but I've seen many more after this. But she was very lucky to see that at that time.